We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mully and Hall want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing. And most of all,
thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. It means a lot to us. Want to thank Dustin and Kevin and Eli, and let's even thank Ray. Even though we're in the missing Ray formation, we do miss Ray.
We miss Ray.
And now let's welcome in. Yeah, let's welcome in our colleagues and friends and people
morning,
that
guys.
We care deeply for.
Fellas.
Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight, gentlemen.
So we have a new bear.
Yes,
finally,
our long wait finally ends.
So
our long national nightmare is
our
over.
Watch has ended.
So, our civic horror has ended.
Will he have the opportunity now to just erase any of the building ill will internally
yes.
and externally and just
while,
say,
right?
All right, let's
I
go.
I think so. Dan, I think that production trumps everything, and I think he's going to have enough time to put himself in a position to produce. And once this is over, August will be a little bit icky and uncomfortable. But once you get into the regular season, I think this will be a memory.
I have to try really hard to not do something. It is possible he's going to pull a muscle.
Yeah.
It's probably, you know, he's going to strain a calf.
That will football players do that.
He had a hammy at the combine.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
But there's going to be.
Hammy.
So I really don't want to fall into the too facile post hoc ergo propter hoc fallacy. See? Had he not held out, he wouldn't have suffered blank injury. Because we'll never know. We do it all the time, though. Agents do it. Players do it. They say, well, you know, that's what happens. See? That's the old conventional wisdom. That's why you don't hold out, because you end up with a strained calf. I'm going to try not to do it, I promise.
This transition brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
I don't know what the relationship is necessarily going to be like between Roquan and teammates, Roquan and coaches, given the 26-day holdout.
Those will be fine.
I think they will be. I can't imagine any
days.
Sort of
Who's
29
counting?
Day yeah. enmity and all that kind of stuff. If there is any kind of missed relationship or any kind of, just hatred or bad feeling toward Roquan from Bears fans, God help you. I do not understand it. I cannot comprehend
it. Well, it's visceral. I mean, you I think a lot
For
of fans
what?
I've heard from, they feel like they care so much about a winning team, and the fact that he wasn't there suggests to some people that he didn't care as much as they do. I know that doesn't make
sense. And it's
his
job. If there's any kind of development that doesn't happen, if there's any kind of missed opportunity for Roquan Smith, if he turns into Paxton Lynch at his position and gets dropped to 13,
I don't see that.
It's damn sure not going to be because he missed 29 days of camp. That's not going to be the issue.
No,
the issue is going to be that Ryan Pace missed
Dan's
on a draft
identified
pick.
The main issue here. He is going to be fine. Everything is going to go well unless there's a soft tissue injury in the next 3 weeks. And if he misses the Green Bay game or ends up on the injury report with a pulled hamstring or a strained muscle, it's going to be very difficult and it's going to require tremendous discipline to say, oh, that's not related to this 29-day holdout.
But Giants fans aren't going to tell you that Saquon Barkley shouldn't have been in camp and not pulled a hamstring in practice the other day. I mean, it's not going to cut that way.
Connor, you're talking logically. There's nothing about watching
God
from a fan's perspective
I'm trying.
That's logical.
You got to.
Fight the good fight,
though. I am not going to understand, and I will refuse to give – it's just it, – there is no sense in that at all.
Well, also, I think –
the guy's going to wear your laundry at the end of the day. What the hell do you care how long it took to do it?
Yeah, it's the larger issue, too, of for some reason – fans default to caping for the team instead of the player. It's just,
yeah.
it is a predisposition to be sort of anti-labor
it's
in this case.
If you're going to ask over and over again in this league and others, what have you done for me lately to players? Why won't fans ask that to teams?
Well, let me ask you this. It's very interesting to see the national reaction versus the local reaction to this story. And oftentimes we use the term out-of-town stupid. Is it out-of-town stupid if the national media respects CAA more than the Bears in this situation or in any situation?
Well, I don't know that I would say stupid, Molly. I think, and we've talked about this, because there's so much skepticism nationally that your first glance, and it's a passing glance when you're a national reporter to the Bears, is they must be doing something wrong.
Exactly.
This must be on them, because historically, that's a safe bet. And you don't really give them the benefit of the doubt, whereas CAA is the powerful agency, Tom Condon, and all those things.
Cooperative nationally.
Sure, and it's not a neutral example, because there's the assumption that CAA was opportunistic because it was the Bears.
Yes.
So you're not looking at this neutrally from the beginning. You're thinking, well, obviously they saw an opportunity here that if they were talking to the Steelers or they were talking to the Dolphins, they might.
And let's
it had to be, right?
I mean, but let's be honest here too. I mean, and President Trump, the only local report, the only report on this story came from a local source, came from the Chicago Tribune about where the Bears
came
from me. Okay.
Just say it.
And it reported that the Bears had conceded on a key issue that shaped much of the national perspective on this.
Yes.
So that alone, when you're a national reporter and you don't have that story, you're probably not inclined to agree with that part of the story. Is that fair?
That's fair.
I think so. I just think these things dissipate really, really quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Unless there are other circumstances.
Tomorrow.
Unless what you're talking about. Or remember the Curtis Enos holdout that got really weird because of the agent and the religious stuff?
Greg Festey, right?
Greg Festey. And,
oh, my
and it
God.
Was the... What was the
Christians in Action?
CFC.
Oh, no, that's the CIA.
No, this was the CFC. It was the some
People
fellowship.
Front of Judea.
Yes. And then that got all weird and turned into its own story when they were using the practice facility for religious rituals and speaking in tongues.
Oh, that was,
and he was involved in it. And that was a really uncomfortable season all the way around. But I think as soon as he walks out on that field and people see a guy with a uniform number running sideline to sideline.
Wearing the laundry.
Wearing the laundry.
That's all you want.
And it's,
Connor, I think you've got to go home and like fold or iron or something, because you mentioned laundry twice now.
I actually did. Yesterday was laundry day, right, believe it or good. Not. I got home from Joe Madden's Try Not to Suck golf tournament.
I feel stained by this conversation.
I walked right in and I thought, I have lots of work to do.
Don't make this a laundry contest, because when two kids get home from 8 weeks of overnight camp at the same time, and there are four
God made bleach.
Duffels the size of torpedoes, and your wife happens to just have she's out of town for that, just so happens.
Hi, Dan, which is worse, that pile or a hockey bag?
No. Hockey, as far as just the smell, but just the swampiness of camp laundry, the mildew and the dirt and the sand.
Laundry. I love doing laundry.
You and Terry. Terry's thing, too.
I love doing laundry. I find it
just very calming.
Therapeutic.
And it's therapeutic. And the reward of like all your clothes clean.
Do you fold it?
I am. My issues come out in full glory when it's time to separate and load. And
Terry says the same thing.
Oh, I get crazy about it.
Honestly, do you then wait to like have a bunch to do in one sitting, or do you like to constantly
have
it going?
It's interesting you say that, because I was eyeballing, even though I do laundry every week and I love doing it.
You need ID.
I was eyeballing a small amount of laundry yesterday, thinking, yeah, I really ought to get to that, because the reward will make me
really?
So
however,
so
this,
love it.
This was
I
the
feel
idea.
Up on the lawn.
A friend of mine decided to start a business in which he works with overnight camps. He partners with them to ship and clean your camper's laundry.
It's a good idea.
So your camper comes home, and for a fee, the duffels are returned
arrive
folded
and, clean.
And
yeah.
cleaned.
Yeah,
they have no washers or dryers at the camp.
No, actually, they may for some, but yeah, you send it into town. Actually, my daughter's camp did do on-site laundry this year, but no, my old camp where my son goes, you pack it up, you fill out a list, you send it into town, and it goes in a van, it comes back. They do it a couple times a year.
I can identify with that a little bit, Molly. Ironing is my thing.
Really?
Ironing.
Oh,
yes.
That's great.
Oh, I hate ironing. Horrible ironing.
Same. I will not let my wife iron my clothes. Yeah. It's like there's something very relaxing about ironing.
I'm
yeah,
terrible.
The
awful.
Crease.
No, I remember, I can't get the sleeveless.
I was at
sleeves.
The track one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was at the track one time and I ran into Brian Cox and I ended up hanging out with him and I was standing there, you know, looking at the form and his leg was there and he, someone had ironed his jeans.
What?
You could see like where
a
the
crease.
Yeah,
no.
And I was like, wow.
I've seen that.
Like you iron your jeans.
I've considered that.
I don't think he ironed them.
Was that a
no.
thing?
someone had ironed his jeans.
It's very satisfying though.
Oh, great guy. A lot of fun.
I know you're a big fan of his.
Great guy to see him at the track and stuff.
The stories that he told.
I was standing at a cash station getting money from the race
at the track?
In order to make my wagers.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I get a shoulder like from behind, like, you know, a happy little shoulder from a guy where you're blindsided and taken down. And it was Brian Cox. And he's like, where are you going? Come with me. And he walked like he had this fullback lean. So he walked through the crowd and the crowd would like jump out of the way as he went through it.
You are the brute squad.
And I was right behind him. And I ended up having a couple of trips to the track with Brian Cox. A lot of fun.
Yeah. And he was on Hard Knocks a couple of years ago with the Falcons, right? Was
yeah.
He linebackers
coach. That's right.
Yeah, you got a big belly on him now.
Fully he's committed. Got,
very so, yeah. entertaining.
He's got that whole.
That was just incredible.
He's got that coach's look to him.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, I like old athletes who aren't as mean as they used to be.
He and Bill Parcells, it was funny because he said that he could never play for a guy like Parcells. And he ended up playing for Parcells and loving him because they loved the racetrack. It was like a great thing for the two guys to talk about. And isn't that weird? Like if you – and he owned Freakman Stables and had horses down in Miami and had a lot of information at the track. Good guy.
What you got going today?
Well, we're busy because we're not sure when the whole Roquan Smith unveiling is going to go down. We're looking around noon for that. We're going to be talking to Joe Madden at our regular time of noon. We just sort of said a quick hello yesterday at the golf outing. And so we'll get into details with him at noon. We're going to talk about the A-Rod stuff. I want to talk about the argument that he had with the umpires. Yet again, another quixotic. Joe Madden doesn't like the rule but gets kicked out anyway.
I love
when
he ran
the
over
rule.
To first and reenacted the play. That was great.
Also reenacted the Battle of Gettysburg for some reason. We weren't quite sure.
I'll take that hill.
Yeah. So Jeff Sullivan of Fangraphs has information that will entertain and delight at 10 midday midway. We moved up Rich Campbell, correct?
We did, 9:40 for Rich Campbell.
Rich is going to join us at 9:40. We have two chances to win $1,000 in cash. So a lot of stuff ahead of a couple of relatively important games between the Cubs and the Brewers as we look at what the schedule means, where these teams are.
Come on, Q. Prove your value. All right, guys, we'll be listening.
Have a great show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.